Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com if you do. God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
Millionaires are being made all season long at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. You got an injured player? No problem. At DraftKings.com, it's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same guys. Pick your team in minutes, and you could be on your way to winning huge cash. This season, one listener turned $10 into how much fights?
$5,000.
Another one turned $2 into how much, Big Cat?
$10,000!
And there's a new millionaire crowned every week this season at DraftKings.com. Seriously, though, it does seem like stoolies are winning millions of dollars, like, every other week. It's not even a joke.
And every single time I sign up, I'm like second to last out of 17,000 people. I don't
every
know.
Every time, I'm so confident in my team every time. Like, the team I put together for today's, it's impossible for that team to not win. I crushed it. And I will finish in the last 20 people for sure.
You saw, John. I entered a tournament, a 15,000 person tournament, it wasn't that many. It was like 4,000 people. Sorry, it was 4,000. Top 500 get paid. And Keith was like, "How are you doing, Dan?" I was like, "I'm 387th. Like, I'm doing awesome." And I sent him a screenshot. He's like, "No, dude, you're 3,870th."
But it could be your week. Next week might be your week, Dan. Could be yours too, fights. So go over to get free entry now into their $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend, where first place takes home 10 grand. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code KFC to play for free. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter KFC for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. By the way, I got to give Big Cat a round of applause. The way this schedule has been working for him when we record on Thursdays is he's got to do the rundown, college pick'em, and then this show. So it's a lot of podcasting for your boy Big Cat all in one afternoon, and he always comes through. So,
lot of podcasting, a lot of hot takes. Got to come up with a lot of hot takes in a row. Now I got this. Hold on, you guys talk. I'm gonna give her something to chew on.
We got winter is coming. Buffalo has been completely decimated by snow.
I tweeted last night that Mario Williams went there for $100 million. And I know that we often say I'd do anything for $100 million, and I would. But it wasn't like that was the only place he could go to get rich. A $100 million contract is not getting me to Buffalo when other people are offering me very comparable contracts.
No
like,
way.
They're under, what, 6 feet of snow?
And then
they got like 20 to 30 more. They're supposed to be like 20 to 30 more inches today. There's not enough fucking money in the world to go do that.
It's that shit is no joke. That's not just like, oh, it's cold and oh, it's snowy out. That's like you're in danger. You could be in a lot of trouble.
Dave wrote that blog and he's like, 8 people died and laughed at it. And it kind of reminded me of the Seinfeld when he was dating a dermatologist, like, you don't save lives, like skin cancer. Dave was like, oh, snow killed you? And then I read a story today. They're like, yeah, there's so much snow, roofs are like, people's roofs are collapsing. I was like, oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
There was that tweet today that went viral. Someone just goes, if you don't like Buffalo, there's the door. And it's him opening his door to his house. And it's just, it's full of snow, and it's just an imprint of the door. Like, you can see the little boxes on the door, the fucking door handle. He can't get out of his house.
The shit out of me. If you, like, fell down the stairs and needed medical attention, like, you're dead. You're fucked. If you didn't actually stock up on food and water and all that stuff like everyone usually does for no reason, you're fucked. If your doors break in because of the snow, like, all right, maybe you don't die, but now you have a huge hole in your house and no one can come fix it. That shit is scary, man.
One of those natural things, too, where, like, people are maybe photoshopping pictures, but I also don't know. Like, I saw one today of a car driving, and it looked like it was driving through what Moses part of the Red Sea. Like, it was cloud, and it was stacked so high. I was like, that might be Photoshop, that might be fake, but I believe it.
I saw it on Twitter. It said, like, winter is coming because it looked like the wall from Game of Thrones.
Right.
Like, that could be real. That's the scary part. It could be Photoshop, but it could be real. That's why it's dangerous. Exactly. All right, back to regular scheduled program, although we did just get a couple voicemails from chicks this time, so it's not strictly girls, but we're going to mix everybody in. And let's start off with, here we go.
Hey boys, it's Tom from Colorado. Just calling to see if you would rather have your girl or your wife see everything that you're seeing or hear everything that you're saying when you're not with her. So you're at the office and you're staring at some tit's ass, she sees that, or you're out with the boys having a few drinks and she hears every word you say. Had this debate the other night, have no idea which way I'm going. Let me know what you're thinking. Thanks.
It's pretty much a no-win situation here. It's a lose-lose. Your girlfriend or wife can either see what you see or when she's not around. I'd be fucked either way, probably. So
see,
I'm
I don't
completely...
think you would. I think...
I mean, not like, I'm not saying like she would see me like fucking another girl because I'm cheating on her. I'm just saying either way, there are going to be things that she's going to be like, really? You did that? You said that? You looked at her? You looked at this kind of porn? You whatever it may be, you know?
See, all that stuff doesn't bother me. I feel like you got to... Your girl's not going to get mad that you looked at another girl's ass or fucking watched some weird porn, whatever. Where I think that one becomes a problem is when you're lying to her. And you're like, can't make it, I'm at work still, and you're out of the bar. Or you kind of make up some kind of lie so you don't have to go to some bullshit. You're like, I got a meeting, but you're actually going just like hang out on the couch with your friends. You just don't want to meet up with her. You lie all the time. You make up bullshit so you don't have to go do something stupid. She'll always find out about that. But aside from that, I'd much prefer her see what I'm doing rather than hear what I'm thinking.
Well, it's not hear what you're thinking. It's hear what you're saying.
So, I guess my only question would be, do we know? Like, we know this, or are we oblivious?
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, I could just go hang out with my buddies and be completely quiet.
Right. You could just be like, it's like when you're in the car and you're on speakerphone. You're like, hey, you're on speakerphone.
Don't say anything.
That's just how you live your life. You just walk around and be like, hey, you're on speakerphone right now. Just don't say anything, and then you're good.
Yeah, but she can't hear everyone else, right? She can only hear what you're – or she can hear the whole conversation.
No, she can only hear what you're saying or see what you're seeing when you're apart.
Okay, so yeah, you definitely take what you're saying because then you just write – when you're going to lie, you just write it.
Right.
you'd be like the guilty remnant with your buddies.
Exactly.
Every lie you ever tell is written, and then you just hold it up, and that's it. Or anything you don't want her to hear – you write it down, you hold it up.
Not even a – this isn't actually even a good – like, it's a good question, but it's – when you actually think about it, times your girlfriend or wife would have to watch you watch porn. Like, you can't do that. Like, you know, you're just sitting watching porn all the time. Like, what are you doing? Why? Oh, you don't want to have sex with me tonight? Well, I saw you watch porn 4 times. Like, how do you get out of that?
Of course you don't. You've got nothing left in the tank. You're dry. Watching porn all day, right?
So that's where you get a problem.
I guess the alternative would be like you could go. I don't know. Say she had a problem with you being at the strip club or something like that. You go, but you'd have to like close your eyes. Like anytime you wouldn't want her to see something, but that ruins whatever you're doing that you don't want her to see.
But I don't think as long as you're not like a serial cheater, I don't think you're ever doing anything that's bad. That's that bad. Aside from lying to her and being like in a completely different place than where you said you were, that you can't. I mean, I lie all the time, like big lies every single day. And if she could see that, then it's like just about like I can't do dinner tonight. I'm at the office. I don't feel like driving over there. I'm already in my sweatpants. Like it's never ever true. And if she could see that stuff, then it's a problem.
The only way you could work the other angle, your lie would always have to be, I'm taking a nap, I'm sleeping. And then you close your eyes, and you go to the bar, you go to the strip club, you fuck the girl you're not supposed to be fucking, and you just keep your eyes closed the whole time because she thinks you're asleep.
Otherwise, that's not even fun, though. No, that ruins it.
Ooh, that actually is kind of fun, though.
You're just the blind friend.
Invisible. Yeah.
Imagine if they were like, yo, why is Big Cat walking around the bar with his eyes closed? It's like, dude, yeah. His girlfriend, yeah. What's going on through his eyeballs? Like,
that's actually genius. That is genius. You just walk around. You're like, oh yeah, I'm at my house, and you're just standing there. You could get a prostitute and just be fucking a prostitute with your eyes closed like this. That's awesome. All right, yeah, you thought that's the loophole right there, because you'd never be, you would never get accused of it.
I lied too much. I'm sticking with, you can hear what I'm saying, and I'll write down my lies.
All right, let's work in a chick thinking about watching porn and jerking off and stuff. Come on.
What's up, guys? My name's Emma from Maine, and I just have a situation I wanted to get your thoughts on. My best friend told me that she and her boyfriend were laying in bed one night, and he wanted to have sex, and she didn't, because she was too tired. So he proceeded to roll over in bed, open up his laptop, put on some porn, and jerk off in bed with her. She said this is normal and it's happened multiple times since. I think that's pretty messed up. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. Thanks, Steve.
I mean, Emma, you think that's fucked up. Well, maybe I think it's fucked up that she didn't have sex with him. Maybe that's what that girl deserves. Your thoughts, fight over.
I mean, that's some spiteful shit right there. Like, that's rubbing it right in your face. Everyone does that, not in the bed, though. It's like, all right, fine, whatever, I'm going to go shower. And you go beat in there. But just, like, it's almost like punishing yourself and making her watch. Like, look what you made me do. Yes. Sitting there. And it's. I'm surprised she says it's happened multiple times. I figured the one time, like, when you don't take your dog out at the right time and it shits on the floor or something like that, you're like, fuck, that's my fault. Like, I should have taken care of that. That's totally on me. I'm in control of the situation, and he made me do this to him. That's what that is. And you never let it happen again. I'm shocked it keeps happening for her.
I mean, he is punishing her in a way. He is kind of saying, you made me do this to myself. And maybe that's just the precedent he set. Like, either you bang me, or I'm going to make you feel really insecure and, like, jerk off to all this, like, really hot porn that bothers you. Up to you, babe. Your choice.
And he's basically saying, like, you just suck my dick. Like, here it is. That's what he's saying. That's what he's giving her an out. Like, even jerk me off. Like, that's something. Basically what he's saying to her. And she is remaining, like, I'm not going to do anything. It's a savage move. But I guarantee it gets results. Like, they're either going to break up or she's going to start putting out more.
Well, It's also
not just continue. Maybe it is weird that it happened a couple times, like Fight said. But at some point, this is going to come to a head. There will be a resolution.
Right.
He starts fucking him, or the relationship's over. Either way, this guy is going to get results. He's not going
to
just
You have to respect that in a weird way. It's like, instead of just being like, all right, whatever, like, this is what it is. My girlfriend will never have sex with me. He's going to get an answer one way or the other.
It's also a testament to how disgusting both this kid and men's bodies in general are. Because, I mean, there have been times I don't feel like having sex. And if she whipped out porn and started masturbating right next to me, I'm going to have sex. Like, it's going to happen. And he's fucking right there with a hard dick in arm's reach, and she's still like, no. Like, I want no part of that.
That has to be, just think about that girl laying on the other side of the bed, like eyes wide open, being like, this guy's just going to town on himself.
Like, it horrifies her, whereas it would work for a guy. Yeah, it would 100% of the time that would work.
Here's the problem, though. The I'm tired excuse is so fucked up, because more often than not, it doesn't take very long. And for girls, it's really not that much work. So you could be dead fucking tired and just open up for business. Let me do my thing and I'll be so happy. And then we can both go to bed within, all right, the next 5 minutes max. I try not to make it a mess. I try not to last too long or do anything crazy. Just let me in. Just let me in, ladies. You're not performing like we are, so the tired thing doesn't work.
I've been tired plenty. I mean, I get that. I've been tired a lot. Listen,
I get it. But when it's becoming, like, the go-to excuse or, like, your main reason, like, the times that you actually are too tired to fuck, you are just literally too tired to do it. I think when you just don't want to fuck a guy anymore, okay, you throw an excuse.
You just,
you know what I mean? Like, come up with something better. That's, I guess that's my point. Either fuck me or come up with something better.
Yeah, just, I get that. Okay. Tell me I'm disgusting. Just like, you know, you're fucking gross and I can't stomach it right now.
Just provide a wormhole. Simple as that.
Yo, KFC, what up? Question. So, I was talking to this girl all night, and she's pretty hot, and I probably would have fucked her. But we leave the bar, and we grab a slice of pizza, and she didn't want a slice, and I got a slice for myself. So I'm eating my slice of pizza, and I get down to the crust, which is my favorite part of the pizza. After it's well done, the crust is nice and crispy. And she takes the crust out of my hand and eats it and pretends like it's cute. So naturally, I say, fuck you, and I just leave the girl again and I go home without her. Do you think I should have fucked the girl despite the fact that she ate my pizza? Or did I do the right thing?
Dude gets his drunk pizza on. She snatches the crust right out of his mouth. And he says, go fuck yourself and leave.
That's...
Did you make the right move or not?
It's...
Go ahead.
I'm still thinking.
All right, I'll go.
It's a ridiculous scenario.
It's... All right. In the moment, the guy's a moron. Because... Dude, just like put your pride aside for a second. You probably weren't gonna fuck her anyway, cause if you find that as an excuse to be like, oh, I'm not gonna fuck, then it probably wasn't gonna happen anyway for some stupid reason, because that is the craziest reason to just not have a drunken hookup. But with that said, that's a psycho move, and that's a chick that like you can't have around more than just a casual drunken hookup. Like, if that chick if you had awesome sex with her, like, crazy awesome sex, and she was like, let's go on a date, I'd be like, no, because you don't respect the simple laws of pizza and the fact that, like, when you work to get something, you, like, and you get to the end of it, you should be able to get the results and not have someone just jump in and take the best part.
See, I disagree with you on both fronts here, Dan. First of all, I think in the heat of the moment, it was a bad choice. He should have taken her home. But now that we're past that, it's way funnier that he didn't. Like, that's a way, way better story than he didn't fuck her. Like,
it's not for the story. I know what you're saying, but it's not for the story.
Well, like, here's the thing, too.
But with food, I don't think that – I was just going to say, in general, that's a thing like all chicks do in my experience. I don't think it's a deal breaker because this was just going to be a PSA to chicks in general. Get your own goddamn food. I don't like, you're like, oh no, I'm going to be skinny and I won't eat, and then you fucking take our food. I ordered dinner Sunday night, and I got a steak, and the girl ordered a soup, and I was like, that's all you're going to fucking eat? She said, well, no, I'm going to split your steak. And I said, well, no, you're not. Like, that's an outrageous thing to just assume that was okay, that you were just going to take my steak. That I feel like that happens all the time with girls. They're like, oh, no, I'm not going to get a slice of pizza. I'll just have the second half of yours.
No, for sure. They'll eat your fries. They do all those little things. Snatching crust out when you ordered nothing, a drunk crust, is – that's aggressive.
That's aggressive.
It's case by case, because this dude, he admits she's pretty hot, admits she could fuck her. You could probably fuck her. The first strike here, not even strike, whatever you want to call it, she was like, I don't want to get any pizza. To me, if that was me, that would be like, green light, I need to get home and fuck this chick right now.
Yep.
The fact that he's like, okay, I'm still going to get a slice of pizza, leads me to believe this guy gets laid pretty regularly. If he's just like, well, I'm still going to get my pizza, and he's going to just walk out when she snatches the crust, I feel like he's the type of guy who could just walk out on some guaranteed pussy. I think if you're an average guy...
The pizza is also kind of a vet move, so you get a little time to sober up. Because yeah, you don't want to get home too early. You go home right from the bar, you're still fucked up. All the hardware is not working. You'd be right. Like, ah, let's take a little detour, maybe half hour, grab a couple waters, some pizza. I'll slip a 5-hour energy in there, get some vitamin B going. We'll be fine. That's a vet move.
I like that.
Here's the problem, John, though, with what your reasoning, and I agree with you that girls do that, but that's girls that you go out on a date with, that, right. You know, you've been dating. You like, those are that type of situation. This chick is brand new. That is like, that's the ballsiest move I've ever heard. Just brand new, being like, I'm snatching your pizza. That's a girl that will ruin your life. Like, bar none will ruin your life. She's going to run your life into the ground. Guaranteed. So for that reason, he was right. I just still think in the moment, you can like pause it. You can pause your brain for a second and be like, let's just have sex and then I'll never call her again.
Yes. But I agree with everything everybody said. I will just say this, though. If you're an average dude who, you know, more or less, no matter how much you get laid, you always wish you were getting laid a little more, don't let a goddamn slice of pizza stop you from having sex. You
can get I was going to do it.
Tomorrow, the next day, as much pizza as you want.
I was going to do a poll. Would that actually affect anybody? Out of us?
Yeah, no. I mean,
you got to be Will Chamberlain.
Like I said, I wouldn't be getting the pizza. I would just have taken her right home.
Right.
See, I'd be getting
sure thing. This is like playing with a fish on the line. Like, just bring it in the boat, dude.
I could go and get a pizza. She could get nothing. She could take that pizza, gronk spike it, and spit in my face, and it's still not changing my mind. I'm still like, fuck. All right, let's go.
Right.
I'm not walking away. I'm not telling anyone to go fuck themselves.
Right.
If you did that, you're still coming home. It's fine. We'll get past it, I promise.
Right, but then you see what my point is. Like, the next day, that's a chick you just can't call back because she just thinks that that's overstepping so many boundaries.
Either way,
it's... Yeah, she ran your show.
Right. So it's fine to have sex with her in the moment, but then don't ever, ever go, because that is a sign of bigger things. That's a sign of, and I bet you she's got a bitchy mom who would be like the worst mother-in-law. Like, that takes years to get to a point where you just start snatching people's crusts 2 minutes after you meet them. I'm serious.
Wouldn't she get fat when she's pregnant and she wouldn't lose the weight afterwards? Yeah. Just don't even deal with the pizza eater.
Dude, that's like an ingrained personality trait that I don't know how you get there, but like when you get there, you can't get back from that. Psycho. Makes me mad.
You know, KSD support. So one time I made a sex tape with an ex-girlfriend, and this is spirit conversation among our boys. It's on her iPad. It's no longer with me. If I found that, we'd always say, like, can we watch this? Could you watch a sex tape of one of your boys clowning his ex? Like, obviously not a current girlfriend. I'll hang up and listen. Steve-o.
Dude made a sex tape, no longer has it, and his buddies keep kind of pushing him, like, hey, if we ever get our hands on this, can we watch it? Would you do that? Could you watch it? What do you think?
It's a silly question, of course. I've done it. I didn't beat off to it, but I've done it.
I wouldn't hesitate at all to watch it. I would probably want to see it, too. But I don't think I'd be, like, asking him. I wouldn't be like, yo, Big Hat, let me see your sex tape, dude. If you ever get your hands on that, like, let's make sure we all fire it up together. I think that is a little bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember. I think, I don't know. I don't remember if I asked for it or not, but it was like, we just watched it. It was on a camcorder, and it wasn't even on like, it was just like hole in a camcorder and rewinding the tape. It was fucking,
that's
it was 4 years ago, maybe even more than that, maybe 5-6 years ago.
That's some Pam and Tommy Lee shit right there.
Yeah, the crazy, crazy old.
I still fire that bad boy up every now and then just for
nostalgia. That's the GOAT. That's the greatest. It's like going back and watching a classic movie in general.
Yep. It's like turning on ESPN Classic and watching an old game, even though you know the ending. Like, it's still... Yeah. Still.
It's like, you know, A Wonderful Life at Christmas or something like that. Yeah, it's black and white and it's weird, but you still just love it. You just want to get involved.
Yep.
Well, I don't think I would really like go out of my way to request it, I guess is my point, unless the chick was really hot.
I think we probably busted his balls to show it. It was this exact situation. It was the next girlfriend. They weren't together anymore. We knew they had the tape. It was like one summer, and I don't remember. Like I said, it was a while ago. But I mean, I don't think he walked into the room and was like, "Guys, check it out." I think we probably hassled him for a little bit.
Because that would be equally as weird to do it the other direction. You can always count on fights when we have these weird sexual hypotheticals. You can always count on fights for some hardcore real evidence. Like, actually,
I mean, like four of us watched it. We were like four of us just sitting on the couch watching it.
Here we got another chick.
Hi, this is Katie from Hoboken. I have a question for all of you. So I've been seeing a guy for a couple of months, and about 2.5 weeks ago, I got a promotion and a raise at work, and over dinner, I kind of blurted out this number that I would be making if I took this new position, and ever since that night, this guy that I've been dating kind of has no interest in even being with me anymore because the number that I guess I said out loud is more than he was making. So my question to you is that something that really bothers guys if your girlfriend makes a little bit more than you, or is he just being an insecure douche? So, thanks.
First of all, it's ridiculous that she would blurt out the number over dinner in front of this guy's face and won't say the number to us. Like, now you're going to censor yourself? Now we don't have to do it? But in general, this is why you don't talk about money in general. You shouldn't be saying that in front of that dude at dinner. Is that what you're going to say, Dan?
Yeah, I was going to say that, and I was also going to say, if I had to guess, I would say this girl and the boy are probably like 24, 25. And yes, at that point in my life and in that point in a lot of people's lives, it is a sensitive subject because people are right out of college. You know, some people have jobs, some people don't. Some people have better jobs, some people don't. So it's like it's sensitive then when you're like the first few years out of college. When you grow up, if you can find a chick that makes more money than you, snatch her up, dude. Like, what are you thinking? Just swallow your pride on that one because a little piece of you, yeah, like the macho 1950s man that you're not the breadwinner, yeah. There's a small part of it. I won't deny that. But at the end of the day, money and having more money is better than anything in the world.
In the whole fucking world.
That's it.
We sit here and do these hypotheticals, and pretty much most people usually agree with us, where we're like, we'll chop off our fingers for money, and we'll never have sex again for money, and all this shit, and you're just not going to date a girl who has money because of your fucking ego? That's crazy. Just date a girl who has a bunch of money. Just do that. Fights your thoughts.
I always think of it as this, and I guess I'm a little closer to their age range, but I always think of it as, like, I look back at, like, fights my parents had, and it would always be my mom being like, I do everything in the house. I cook, I clean, blah, 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 blah. And at least my dad could always come back and be like, well, I fucking pay for everything.
True.
If you don't have that comeback, you really fucked around the house. You really, really got nothing. She's doing everything. You're not making the money. It's like to have something. You got to have something to hold on to.
You want to have that trump card to play, and you want to
But here's where that reasoning, and I understand what you're saying, but here's where that reasoning hits a snag. If your wife makes more money than you, that now you can be like, oh, honey, you work so hard, we'll get a fucking cleaning lady and a nanny and this and that. So no one's working around the house. That's what money brings. Okay? So, yes, you're right, John. That is a good trump card that a guy can hold over a girl if he makes more money. But if everyone has more money,
you won't even be in the fight.
Yeah, you start sitting back and having a little bit better of a life all around. So that's my advice to that guy. But I will say, like I said, if you're 24 and you're right out of college and, you know, the chick you're dating is making $40,000 more than you, that would hurt. I'll totally admit that would hurt.
It would be weird. I would probably on the inside be a little bit like, well, this is strange. But I don't think I would, like, stop talking to her or not here or anything like that. I also think it's a matter of, like, how much you make. It's not really about how much more she makes than you. It's like if you're comfortable at your own level.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my wife makes more than me, but I make enough money that I'm okay with it. If I was making like peanuts or no money, I would kind of feel like I don't have anything here, you know. But
see, I disagree.
Having extra money from your girlfriend is just awesome.
I kind of disagree with Dan in the sense that when you're younger, like I think it just comes up way less. Like I guess, because like again, if I'm thinking about just in theory, fight between adults, you know, a married couple, like if she can't call you a loser when you're 24 and you're making less, like it's like, well, I'm at the fucking beginning of my career. I'm not a loser. I have a job. I'm progressing.
Here's the thing,
if you're old and you make less money, it's like you're a fucking loser. I'm the winner here.
I know what you're saying, but and this isn't like to disvalue what you're saying, but you also remember you've worked at Barstool the whole time, so you've had it. Money aside, you've had a job that everyone kind of wants in a way. Where when I was first out of school and I got a job and I didn't really like it, and I saw like other people, like other friends who I graduated with, had jobs they loved and were making more money, like it fucks with you because it's just so fresh out of school. You guys were just at the same level like a second ago, and now it's like a drastic difference.
In the very beginning, when you're all expected to kind of keep, like you always graduate at the same time and you always start your job at the same time, and it's like you all want to be on the same level. If some dude shoots or some girl shoots ahead of you, you feel like you're like slow out of the gates. Where I could see what you're saying, Fights, where it's like you've had plenty of time to build your career and you're a loser and you haven't. But it's also like somebody could catch a break and someone's industry blows up or whatever, and it's almost out of your hands. Whereas in the beginning, it was on you to do just as good as that other guy, and you couldn't really get it done.
Yeah, right. I never really thought about it in that level sense. If you haven't been able to notice, everything I do comes from like a defense mechanism. Like I immediately just jump to fight. Like, okay, when we're getting in a fight, how do I work around it? It's never just like, oh, we're at dinner and she happens to make more than me. It's, we're in a big blowout fight, what's my comeback? But yeah, I guess just on a casual level, it's nice to be on the same level.
Right, yeah. And there's definitely a certain age where like, I think it's like 26, 27, 28, where, like you said, Kevin, people go back to school, people get breaks, and then it's like you can rationalize everything. You're like, oh, well, he went and got his MBA. Of course he's making more than me. Or he went and did this. Or he got a break, and he got hooked up with an awesome company, and they're just – you know, fast-tracking him. But when you're, like, 23, if someone's that much farther ahead, you're like, what did I do wrong? Because we just were playing beer pong, like, 2 days ago in a shitty apartment, and now you're making double my money.
No, I think that's what it's about. And that's why it comes back to your own personal level. Like, as long as you're doing okay, you're not going to hate anybody else doing a little bit better. But you have to be comfortable.
I think that's hands down the most important part.
Yeah.
You can't be a total piece of shit. As long as you're good in your field, it's like it's not going to stop me from getting a hard dick with you. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely not. But to I guess the main thing to that chick is like, it's why people say you don't talk about money. You just don't do that because you end up in awkward situations. Even if that guy shouldn't really be feeling that way or whatever, people do. yeah, this is a good one.
Hello, guys. It's Jim from Boston. So a couple weeks ago, I crashed at a buddy's place. When I woke up in the morning, he was wearing yoga pants. So I wanted to know, is he gay? And that's
the end of it. The way he says that, he was wearing yoga pants. He wants to know, is he gay? I feel like the gay stuff is stupid now, and I don't think he's gay. I don't know, though. If I woke up and my buddy was rocking yoga pants, I would be like, this is weird.
Bro, I mean, how good friends are you? Like, I feel like you're only asking this question if you don't know the kid out. If any of my good friends woke up and I was walking around the house with something weird, they'd be like, that's fucking weird, but I guess that's that in Fights is doing his thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So to say, is he gay, I think is dumb, but he's like, he's weirded out by that, and I think he has a right to be.
Hang on. Are we talking yoga pants in the sense... male yoga pants, where they're like the weird hippie type shit? Or are we talking like a pair of snug Lulus?
Are there male yoga pants?
I don't know. I just think of like in a movie, like some fucking like meditation guy wearing like light linen pants that are flowing and stuff. Those are weird. Let me tell you something. If you never put on a pair of Lulus, They're fantastic. I don't wear them regularly. I don't own a pair of yoga pants, but I have like Under Armour spandex. Those things fucking feel good. I've never worn them around the house, but now that I think about it, why haven't I?
So Vice is team yoga pants. I feel like this happened with Couture and a couple of hockey guys like a couple of years back. Didn't they all say they wear it under their gear or something like that, and they love Lululemon?
Yeah, but they're just talking like Lululemon spandex. I guess that like if I were a professional hockey player, that's where I would wear the pants I'm referring to. I wear them like skiing and stuff.
I'm saying if those guys are doing that, I bet they also just every now and then on a Sunday hop out of the shower and pop those bad
boys. They make your ass pop, I'll tell you that much.
But you just can't do it in front of your buddies. That's the main thing.
Well, no, but Feidelberg's right. Yeah, Feidelberg's right. The fact that he saw this and then didn't say anything is crazy. Like, at bare minimum, if my friend was wearing yoga pants, I'd be like, why the fuck are you wearing yoga pants, dude? Like, that would be a that would be a conversation that would happen instantly.
I'll tell you what. You two are good enough friends where I'd walk around the house with you guys in yoga with – I'd put on, if you guys were on my couch for some bro show or something, I'd walk out in yoga pants. And I'd expect you to ask questions.
Yeah.
And I'd tell you, you know what? Go put on your own pair, and then we'll see what happens.
Right. Right. It would hash out in if you're okay. This question is actually weirder than I thought, because really it comes down to this: this guy's sleeping over another dude's house, and they're good enough friends for him to sleep over, but not good enough friends for him to bust his balls and be like, dude, why are you wearing yoga pants? I actually side with the yoga pants guy. I think the guy who called might be gay. He might be asking if he's gay so that he can hook up with his yoga pants friend.
He got turned on. That's his problem. Yeah. He's twisted inside now. He's like, oh, that his ass was popping in those things.
I wish there was a word for this where like you walk into like a mental like almost a trap like thing, but I don't have a word for it.
Are there any like is there like an animal of sort that sometimes walks into these traps where they didn't realize it was about to happen and they're stuck? I wish we had something.
I'll tell you what, this kid's in a bear trap because he's a big and he's being gay. He's bear in a trap. Big old bear trap.
Bear trap. Got bear trap, dude.
I will say the last note on this. Also, if you sleep in someone else's house, they're entitled to do what they do at their house. You know what I mean? If you're on their terms, respect that.
If I walk out in the morning and squeeze fresh pressed orange juice with my ass cheeks and then drink the cup in front of you, that's my house, bitch. You don't get to be like, oh, this was weird. That's how I drink my orange juice. Fucking deal with it, or don't sleep on my goddamn couch.
Also, yeah, this is actually a good point because does he live in the same city? Like, who would ever go to someone else's house and not their own home and say he lives in the suburbs and didn't want to go home and get a cab? I'm waking up the second that the sun hits my eyes and I'm out. There's no even chance for me to see yoga pants.
Oh, I'm not like that. I'll sleep until I'm up and then
and no
then,
way.
And then you know what one of those days turn into too though? That's how you just start a binge weekend. Because you feel like such a piece of shit for waking up on a couch. You're like, I need a beer. And you grab a beer out of the fridge, and then that shower beer turns into a whole other day, and then it's Monday, and you fucking hate yourself at work. That's what those weekends lead to. And then you find yourself calling KFC Radio about your buddy who made you realize you're gay because you got a great ass.
Yeah, you wanted to fuck your buddy who was wearing yoga pants around the house.
Tough weekend for that guy.
Yeah, you want to fuck your buddy. You just found out the hard...
Mike from Connecticut here. So I made this like observation about social media lately. Just wanted your take on it. Apparently, people are now like making Instagram accounts of just their dogs, like not just pictures of their dogs, but actually writing captions as if the dog was running the Instagram account. Is this like the most psychotic thing you've ever seen in your entire life? I mean, I love my dog as much as the next guy and more than I love most people, but it would never even cross my mind to make like this weird fake Instagram account of the dog. Just wanted your take on that and any other weird social media shit that you've noticed. All right, Viva.
Latest social media trend, making an Instagram account for your dog. Not just posting pictures, but like making Duncan, @Duncan, and like writing as if he was the dog.
I'm not a big Instagram guy, but I am on the internet a lot. I'm aware of social media trends. I have not heard of this one. Is he just following weird people? I've never seen this anywhere.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it. So right. I'm wondering if this is one of those things where it's like people are saying it, but are there really people out there? I'm sure like Asian people are doing it. Or they eat dogs, so I don't know. Maybe not Asian people, but I'm sure there are some weirdos out there who do that. I can't imagine.
I don't see it as a widespread thing. I mean, yeah, the few psychos who do it are psychos.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking love posting pictures and vines of Duncan and stuff. Do love them as more than most people, but you got to have a weird amount of like time on your hands, I guess, to like log in on your phone as your dog and come up with a fucking caption. That is weird.
Logging out of your account is stupid. It's such a pain in the ass to log back in. I'm not doing that for a fucking fake dog.
I was going to say, I love, you know, if you own a dog, you love your dog more than anything, basically. But, like, that's stuff you almost keep, like, in your private time. Like, I'll talk to Stella throughout the day. Like, I kiss Stella on the lips. I assume you guys kiss your dogs on the lips. You have to.
Yeah, well, we're both white, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's, like, you got to kiss. Like, we do that kind of stuff. But, yeah, taking it into public, it's one of those, like, PDA things. That's like a dog PDA almost. You can't do that shit.
Unless
it just makes everyone feel uncomfortable.
Unless there's some way to make money off of it. Because I have a feeling we're going to see a dog account that we find out makes like $100,000 a month because they like, you know what I mean? These weird people who strike it rich on weird social media pages. That can happen.
Jenna Marbles' dogs have way more followers than we do. I think Jenna Marbles' dogs are like almost a million followers.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Jenna Marbles' dogs have more than like our entire social media network. Fucking dogs.
Not Gaz.
Not Gaz.
Not Gaz, the genius, the Instagram genius.
All right, one more sports.
As far as social media trends go, there's a starter pack thing going around. I don't really understand it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I
hate that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I realized that everyone hates it so much, and I don't really understand the hate, so I go against the grain. I'm a salmon. I swim upstream. So everyone hates it. I'm all about it. I don't understand it one way or another, but if everyone wants to hate it, I'm going to like it.
Are you going to post this starter pack then?
I don't – sure.
Like a Feidelberg starter pack would be like dip, porn, like a laptop with porn, beer.
Wait, what was that other one, Dan?
The, like, rolled-up jeans.
Yeah, yeah. Stupid clothes, dip, porn, and beer.
I don't like this game anymore. I don't like being broken down into my four main things because they're true, and I don't like hearing the truth. It's scary. So, yeah, again, starter packs suck. They're stupid.
What would be Big Cat's starter pack?
It was like someone said it to me. It was like a fat guy in a mustache, a puffy vest. It was like the Bears getting smoked by the Packers. And I think a burrito. It just was a really, really depressing. Like when you deconstruct, it's like when the chefs and Top Chef deconstruct a meal. When you deconstruct Big Cat, it's really depressing.
I learned that the hard way. Learned it hard and fast just now.
Mine would just
it's the Feidelberg starter pack is what were they?
Porn, stupid pants, and beer.
Yeah, it's one thing that degrades your brain, two things that'll kill you shortly, and one thing that makes you look like an asshole while the other three things are happening.
Yeah. Kevin, yours would be...
Not a good breakdown.
Kevin, yours would be donuts, Francesa,
yeah,
sneakers and jeans, or just like really shitty clothes in general.
Right.
I don't know what the last one
was. Like sports misery, like the butt fumble.
The Mets fan, the classic Mets fan picture.
Well, hang on. If you're both getting,
No.
Misery,
Shut up.
I get.
Move on.
The clothes. We're just championship.
No more starter packs.
And the reasoning is that misery in sports can like define who you are as a person. You are just a spoiled fucking pussy. And it's not like who you are. You're just a lucky fucking asshole.
Correct. Oh, I don't know. I tend to disagree with that one.
Maybe. Okay, so maybe instead of like the fourth thing will just be a picture of a fucking asshole because that's what you are. So all right, butthole.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. Let's go. This is something about Giancarlo's contract. We'll do a little sports talk and we'll call it that.
Okay, let me pee real quick. But go.
What's up, guys? Brendan from Dallas Ferry. I just wanted to ask you guys about Giancarlo and his new ridiculous contract. How long do you guys think you could last if there was a clause in that contract where if you got arrested, it was voided completely? So you guys get 68.5 grand a day to blog and do whatever the fuck you guys do. But as soon as you get arrested, it's all gone. And a realistic estimation of how long you could last. All right, thanks.
All right, so if you were making 70 grand a day, 325 million total, but the minute you get arrested, it gets voided, do you think you'd be in danger of getting arrested? I don't think that would really...
Not even close. Not even close. Not even close for two reasons. One, if you knew that it was voided, if you got arrested, I think you'd take pretty big, like, pretty good precautions to not get arrested. Two, if you knew you had that clause, you'd just put, like, $250,000 in your pocket, and if a cop ever tried to arrest you, like, there's a certain amount of money where every cop would turn over.
Yeah, this is
so
true.
That's a pretty simple way to handle that.
Not to mention, it's easier to not get arrested when you have that sort of money.
Right.
You have bad guys and you pay off cops and you just have like proper ways to do illegal shit. Whereas it's probably easier to get arrested when you're broke and you're trying to buy drugs or fuck a prostitute or you get in a fight or something like that. The only I could see getting in a fight being a problem because like what if some dude just slugs you? What if you're out and some dude fights you and then all of a sudden you catch a you're getting cuffed and taken down even though it wasn't your fault or whatever? That would suck. Like, if that was the case, I might not ever go, like, to a club.
Could someone repeat the question?
It's about Giancarlo's contract, 70 grand a day, 325 million. But there's a clause in there. If you ever get arrested, it's all voided. So how long do you think you could last before you get arrested? Me and Dan were saying, I think we could last a long time. I think it's easy to not get arrested when you're rich. If you did, if you know that was going to happen, you wouldn't put yourself in that position. But if I knew there was a chance I was going to lose 325 grand, I would never put myself in any position where I could potentially get arrested for anything. Run a red light, roll a stop sign, get in a fight at a bar, like whatever it may be. I think I would just sit at home and count my money forever.
No, I'd go out all the time and I'd never get arrested. That wouldn't happen.
You just carry a bag with $1 million in it, and you're just like, hey.
You really want
to arrest me? Here's $1 million to not arrest me.
I'd lead the exact life I want, and you'd never get arrested. I mean, I'm never going to – I used to say when I was a kid, like, I can't wait to turn 21 because, like, that's the last law I'll ever break. I'm never going to stab somebody. I'm never going to, like, do anything that illegal.
What if you get Adnan'd? What if you falsely
What if I murder my girlfriend and they charge
me for it? No, no, because he didn't murder his girlfriend. He's free as a fucking bird. He's as innocent as a baby.
Don't prove it for me. I want to listen to it.
I don't think I don't think I'd change anything. When I wanted drugs, I'd have one of my friends go buy it. My hands would be clean at all times, except when I'm in a back room doing shit. I'd never, ever get arrested, ever. It's so easy.
I hear what you're saying. I just think, what if cousin Yuri turns on you, your friend who?
But I want to be a criminal mastermind. I wouldn't there's nothing to turn on me for. Like, no one's gonna go, oh, like I bought fight some drugs.
Sounds like you would get arrested because you honestly think so. You think that you wouldn't get arrested so like convincingly. Why wouldn't you just do what I'm doing?
What? What? I didn't hear what you were doing. I was in the bathroom.
I literally would carry around $1 million with me and just be like, cop who ever came close to arresting me, I would be like, hey man, you want to change your life forever? Here's $1 million cash. Leave me alone.
But like Kevin says, like what if one of my friends rats me out while they're buying drugs? Why would they ever do that?
I don't know. Maybe they
you're buying
get you
a small quantity of drugs and you might spend a night in jail, and then when you come out, you're back to being rich.
Because maybe you aren't performing your contract and the Marlins pay one of your friends to flip.
Yeah, but no, what you just said, Fights, is the point. You get arrested for a little bit of weed, spend a night in jail, you're arrested. That's it. Your contract's void. You don't go back to being rich. You lose your money.
I'm not going. My friend is.
Yeah, and you get arrested.
I wouldn't get arrested because he wouldn't flip because he has no reason to flip. He spends a little time in jail, and it comes out back to being rich. It's not like if he flips, he gets all my money.
When the Marlins pay him like $5 million to get you arrested, I think he'd flip.
That's the Marlins' only hope. I hope the Marlins put in a don't get arrested clause and they set him up in a Giancarlo trap, because otherwise they're on the hook for way too much money.
I'll tell you another thing. You see how much money that he's actually ever going to see if he plays the whole contract in Florida?
No.
If he plays his entire $325 million contract in Florida, a state with no income tax, he's only going to see 180. If I was him, I'd murder anybody who says we need a higher tax bracket. I'd be like, fuck you, dude. Like, everyone's talking about me signing this huge contract. I'll be lucky if I see half of it.
Well, it's actually less, too, because he plays in different states. You get taxed.
Well, I think that's right, where you get taxed for away games.
Yes, correct.
You know what, though? I'm not going to cry for Mike Stanton right now about getting taxed in different states.
Dude, he's gonna be are you kidding me? I would be so bullshit if everyone's talking about how I made $325 million and in best case scenarios, I see 180.
How taxes work.
That's anything. That's, you make 100 grand and you only take home whatever. Like, everyone gets taxed.
That's how taxes work.
I'm well aware of that, but that's a huge number. It's a lot smaller when you're talking about giving away my taxes. When you put it like in a grand scale like that, I'd be bullshit.
When you learn that you just lost, $120 million or whatever to the government, that is fucking awful.
Yeah, when I see it coming out of my little paycheck, little bits at a time, it's whatever, it's nothing. When like it's, oh, I make $325 million, and then Uncle Sam's like, actually, it's a fucking 180. That sucks. I'd be so pissed.
All right, so what we learned is don't talk about money in public. John doesn't understand taxes.
What are you talking about? I just explained how I get it. I drop a quarter, it's not that big a deal to me, because that's the tax coming out. It's nothing to me.
John.
Joking, but you honestly don't.
We learned everybody's starter packs, and, we found out that guy was gay.
Yeah. That guy liked his friend's ass. What's the
fuck? All in all, a nice little educational episode of KFC Radio. Thanks to the girls who kept calling in. Now we got a nice little mixed bag. And thanks to the other guys who called in. Keep it going. We're gonna do one next week. We're gonna do it early because of Thanksgiving. So start calling the voicemail now. 646-807-8665. Tweet us at KFC Radio. Peace.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feindelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.